gangster put that stick on his ass.
Do that.
What's wrong with that boy? You boy.
I really got a cannon on me.
Tinder windows when we slide.
I'm so serious. Like,
for the Dracos, no, around.
It's whatever.
Nigga, we can go ball in the mall.
What y'all want to do?
What happened?
We can go ball in the mall.
I'm down.
Tomorrow, either Tuesday, I'm going to let y'all choose which one y'all want. Tomorrow or Tuesday? Tuesday?
I'm down with Tuesday.
Don't top my head off. I can't stand a nigga that pillow talk. You feel me?
No, pillow talk.
Boy, I can't stand a nigga that pillow talk. You know niggas that pillow talk? Like, they just talk your head off. They don't stand on business for real. No, that's what I'm be saying.
All the time.
I can't stand a nigga that pillow talk. You wild what? Wild what? You doing it, nigga. Ain't no wild, nigga.
He definitely calm. He calling you a pillow talker. Me personally.
I'm just saying.
Not.
I'm just saying.
He
bro.
Can't be talking to me. That's not. Why. That's why. I'm just what saying. What you said? A hit dog
because,
holler
because yeah. I'm
gonna be, I ain't hit so I ain't
I'm gonna be real bro. Oh, when you got hurt when you was playing basketball today, Tali told me well, didn't nobody even touch you just fell. So
it was Reek versus Reek.
He told us it was Reek versus Reek, but you told us that somebody was on you when you
it definitely felt like it. It felt like it. What you mean? My shit.
It was Casper.
So which one?
It was a freak accident. It was a freak accident.
So was somebody on you or you just
it
was a
freak accident. It might have been you seen a shadow or something and you kind of
did somebody terrify you? And that?
Y'all not going to tell me. What?
Somebody was ready to. Yeah, he probably seen somebody tweet that.
It felt like.
If nobody
it felt like. Wrong, it what felt you mean like it felt like a God touched you or something?
I felt the presence of somebody.
God.
Yeah, he was looking for the contact. Cause I love that pressure.
My knee.
So let me ask you a question. When you fail, can you demonstrate? Demonstrate right here how you fail? Like,
nah, it wasn't more of a fall. I caught like when I landed that big clap.
So what you? What happened? Like
my knee had sprained. I sprained my knee. It came down.
I came down.
what you trying to say?
I'm just saying, bro. Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, excuses is like assholes. Everybody got one.
Oh, I'm not using it to an excuse. I could beat you on one knee. That's how I feel.
That's crazy.
That's just how confident in myself that I am. Everybody else ain't confident in that game. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
I can't wait to see what the fuck y'all game looks like.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm excited.
Right. Ready.
Is it going to be indoors?
It don't matter. Don't
please.
But hell,
he outside. I don't want to be out there.
Yeah, I gotta see what y'all
do. She said she don't want to be out there. It's too hot.
Shit, it don't matter. I mean, even if we do ball, you know me. I ain't gonna lie. I don't go outside about after 6:30.
God, the sun gotta be on the way down.
It still be hot as fuck.
Sun gotta be on the way down.
It don't matter. Still be hot as a bitch.
All I know is I ain't gonna talk your head off. I'm gonna just do what I got to do, cause you know.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's respect. Shit. Welcome back to the podcast. Oh, damn. I thought you was ready. My fault. Well, damn.
Yo, we ain't. Calm down.
I thought my boy was together.
You all right? I got that boy riled up already. He ready to go out there and get on the court, go out there and lose and shit. What you going to do, bro?
You just said you ain't going to talk my head off, and then you start talking.
But then I thought about it.
It was like, I can't.
And I was like, shit, fuck a nigga talking about. I'm him.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm him.
You feel like Kobe right now. So what's your go-to? What's you like a 1-2?
On you? Away? On you? I'm on you. I'm really like God.
God?
On you.
Don't ever do no shit like God.
On you, I'm really
he
like.
He was just doing all that thunder and lightning yesterday. You better sleep, bro.
He was taking hella pictures yesterday
in
the sky.
Got too much dip on your chip.
Somebody did something to him yesterday.
Got too much dip on your chin.
Man. And we back into it just like that with another episode.
Yeah.
Young, Funny, and Black, man. Y'all know who it is. It's live in the flesh. Live and direct.
Yeah.
Live and direct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got Bit Mari in this motherfucker.
Ooh.
I got Bit Reek in this motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
It's a whole lot of motion in this motherfucker.
You know how it is.
Shout out Pacific Sensei in this motherfucker. Like... It's just a lot of shit going on right now, dog. A lot of shit going on right now.
Hold on.
A lot of shit going on right now. After Hours just dropped yesterday. Make sure y'all go tap in the After Hours. Yeah. Yo, them girls doing something. They know something.
Hold on, you gotta.
What you gonna do? You gonna open up the camera? What you gonna do?
Ooh.
You putting in the mic like that? Let the mic hear.
ASMR.
Is that loud? The mic can hear.
It's loud, loud. Oh, it's like boom, boom, boom. It's like buh, buh, buh. In your hole.
I don't want none of that, dude. Hey, make sure y'all go tap in, Pacific Sensei. I'm telling you, they're going to send you a package in the mail. Just tell them that we sent you.
You know, back to the moon.
Some shit like that. You know.
Cloud nine.
Cloud nine.
Yeah. Mm. But we like on the elevator, top level. Mm. Mm.
The VIP section.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Top row. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. What's up, bro? Let's go to the booty club.
The booty club. Where the booty club at?
Well, somewhere. It's somewhere, nigga.
Let's find it.
I go to the booth. I ain't gonna lie, I've been listening to Sexy Red lately.
Man, she got the streets on lock.
I love Sexy.
In the booty club, standing on the couch, knowing B's.
Yeah.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, we gotta give her flowers.
I ain't gonna lie, Sexy, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, maybe you, not flowers. You not all that.
She ain't all that good looking, but she hard, though. You hard.
She hard. I ain't gonna lie. She on the run right now.
She hard, though. I ain't gonna lie, besides Gunna, Rallo, and Sexy Red, who really like running shit? Right, as far as rap game right now, who really running shit?
I ain't gonna lie, the ladies got been dropping heat though. The ladies got all the anthems.
Who besides Lotto? Okay, yeah, you got Lotto.
You got to put it on the flow. Like who?
You got to put it on the flow.
Okay,
Lotto. That's going
with
crazy.
Cardi B got on another remix.
Goddamn, with point me to the slush. No, I'm trying to. You know what I'm saying? That be go crazy. You ain't heard that?
Yeah, I know that. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, the girls.
Why you look like
you this? Need to stay off TikTok. I know that's where you heard that
TikTok.
Bitch,
I ain't even been on everywhere. TikTok. It's everywhere. Instagram.
No.
Yeah, TikTok. Mm. Shit.
It's everywhere.
Since we talking about the social media, how do y'all feel about Threads? You know what I'm saying? It's been out for a little while.
Mm. You know me. I'm not really a social media kind of guy.
Really?
I'm not either. I don't have TikTok, but I got Threads, and I be having a good time.
I feel like.
Follow me on Threads.
Yeah.
What about you?
It's
because you just caught your hat to the side. So what about you?
Nah, I just had to move it out of the way.
Yeah.
So I could think clearly.
Mm. Mm.
I ain't want no cloudy thoughts. You know what
I'm
saying?
How you feel about Threads?
Mm. Threads,
honestly,
it's like,
did his thing. Fuck Tesla.
He did. He definitely did. It's like Black Twitter. If Black Twitter was an app, that's how I feel. Only thing is, it can't be Twitter because it ain't no porn on there.
Yeah,
that's the sad part.
You don't need no porn. You don't need porn, though. You feel me?
Nah, you don't need porn. Absolutely.
Nah, but that's the only reason people trying to downplay Threads is because you can't. It don't have no Twitter after dark.
Right.
Nasty. Go to Twitter then and do your 800 swipes.
Ooh.
So look, since we talking about social media, I know y'all heard about the shit Boosie got going on with his daughter and shit.
I did. See
so
that.
Explain the situation because I really don't know what's going on.
Long story short, I don't know all the details, bro. All I know is he bought her like an $80,000 Benz.
Right.
Feel me? She went to go see her mama, and some other shit was going on. I think
she said she was going to take care of her mama, but he said she left and didn't tell him nothing. And all this, that, and the fourth. So now the mama trying to put him on child support. And,
and then the daughter came out on the internet talking shit.
Calling him out his name. All
nigga,
that.
Bitch, all that. Bitch ass nigga, all
after
that.
After he bought her, how much the car was?
$80,000. Then they trying to put the nigga on child support.
And she about to be, she ain't even, they better hurry up.
I seen that repo man so damn fast. Go get my shit back.
He already got it, though.
Oh, he got it back?
He already got it.
Oh, yeah.
He took it. That's now why that's... she made the post on the net.
Oh, he took it.
Yeah. Mm. And then was trying to make it seem like he wasn't no good dad. But I don't know. I don't really believe that. Boosie gives a good dad.
Yeah, Boosie,
I mean,
a lot of
things,
doing, but he don't
give. He be
give
doing some crazy
ass.
Things because he definitely did that
but
thing.
But Boosie
love
his kids, though.
But yeah. I can't say that he love his kids. He might be the too cool parent, but he good to his
it's
kids.
It's there. That's what I'm saying. But
he
just, how old is the child?
A chap? 17, like, 18.
17, yeah. 18. Yeah. And you try to put him on.
That's why I
it's
said,
almost
like,
over. You missed your window.
Exactly. Because he's been taking care of her.
That's what I'm saying. That don't.
And that's what he was saying. He was like, girl, I've been taking care of you. Your mama ain't had you.
See, I'm the patent.
You hear me? That ain't, that ain't none of my business, though. I hate when families go back and forth on the internet.
That's what I'm saying, though. And that's what, and I'm glad you said that. Cause how y'all feel about this Keke Palmer boyfriend situation?
Oh, he should.
I ain't gonna lie, Ursha, keep doing your thing, dog. Fuck that.
He should just ate his food. Ursha, because he should just ate his food.
I feel like even if all your points was correct, you should have saved that till she got home.
I feel like it ain't even your place to say something.
Yeah, and then it's like
foremost,
you they're not even together.
They are.
They together? I thought they weren't together though.
No, they was together, but the thing about it is he's posted her with halfway no clothes on.
He done posted himself with halfway clothes
halfway
on.
Halfway no clothes on.
So what's your point is, brother,
live in Keke Palmer house, using Keke Palmer internet, eating Keke Palmer food, taking care of Keke Palmer baby.
Mm.
You hush
mm.
on the internet. Like that's that light shit.
You could have waited till she got home. That's that light shit.
You just went on in. You just went in.
Yeah,
on
because what he was really mad about is the fact that girl was at that concert looking good. How she was fucking looking because right. She looked good.
That's what it was.
That's what you were really mad about. Talking about you're a mom and you're a dad. So why you on the internet talking about this when she about to come home to you and you could have talked about that in your living room?
That's what I'm saying.
Beating her baby, babysitter.
She called the nigga the babysitter.
That's what he is.
I ain't gonna lie.
That's just wild.
You mad about?
That's just me, personally. And then Usher was just kissed up on the internet with his girl. Like,
that's
come
what I'm
on.
Saying.
It's never been that. He's an entertainer.
He's an entertainer.
And she is as well. She look good to me. Keep doing your thing, Keke. Keke don't give a damn. She don't care.
Mm-mm. Keke looking fine.
She do. That baby did her right. He a bit.
Maybe he just mad because he can't see.
I ain't going to say that, but he... That was real sucker of him.
Yeah.
That wasn't P.
It definitely wasn't.
It wasn't.
Because whatever valid points you put out there, it invalidated how you put yourself out there. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
talking about he wants a woman to carry herself a certain kind of way.
You and see that's her just leave
your
house.
Baby mama. You
see
ain't putting that now ring on. You talking about you want shit this, that, and the fourth, and you ain't even married a girl first before you gave her a baby. Mm. How you trying to live like this and you ain't living like that?
Mm.
That don't make sense.
Mm.
She can wear what she want because she not your wife. She's the mother of your child.
Talk your shit.
Your landlord.
The landlord?
I'm done.
You good? You got everything?
I'm done.
You good? I mean.
I'm done.
I mean.
Tell us how you feel.
That was just lame.
Mm. Nah, it was. It was.
But I'm done.
Mm. Well, damn.
More power to Keke.
The girl is about to eat that up right there.
She definitely did.
Goddamn, ain't gonna lie. Landlord like kind of crazy, though.
Nah, the landlord.
Landlord kind of.
You just named the episode.
That's why I can't move in with a female, though. I can't move in with a female.
What's the logic behind that?
What you mean?
Like, what you mean? Like, what do you mean by that?
You just gotta think. Like, bro, just saying, like. Huh?
It gotta be mine.
You feel me? Like, just saying,
I wouldn't
like,
want to move in with nobody. Like,
we had to move in
together.
Yeah.
Type shit. We had to plan some shit and be like, okay, yeah, we gonna go do this together.
Yeah.
But as far as like me, like, yeah, I'm about to, I like, that niggas be like, who you stay with? Oh, yeah, I moved in with my girl. Like,
You moved into your girl's spot? You feel me? That's wild.
You can't do that.
It's like you kind of leave.
You can't do that.
I feel you can't do that. If you know your girl is bad, you can't restrict the badness. Like,
for real, she can't turn it off.
Like,
the hell?
Like, nigga, make it make sense. That's like going to the candy store and it only be candy there.
I was about to say he could have went with her, but he was probably babysitting.
But that's an insecure nigga though. That's an insecure.
No, for real.
That's an insecure kind of man.
Because if your girl is bad, you can't
on the internet.
Come on now, restriction. Like, what that look like? First off, you fine. I want you to stay fine. Mm. The fuck? What the hell?
So let me ask you this, right?
Go ahead.
I ain't gonna lie though. They was entertaining a lot though.
They was. Hey,
so Pete did.
They was entertaining
them
was a lot
though. Mr. Reek, have it. Let him have it. Right.
Talk to
so,
me.
So let me ask you this.
Okay.
So your girl go to an Usher concert or you know Usher Chris Brown type shit. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
What you gonna do?
Like, I'm not gonna be mad if I'm not there, which I should be there. But if I'm not, I'm not worried. Cause when she come home, I'm eating the groceries. You feel what I'm saying? I'm tossing the salad. Like, the fuck, I'm be mad for nigga mad about Ursa.
Quite frankly, I wouldn't have been that close to Usher after Let It Burn.
You feel what I'm saying?
That's just
like,
me personally. I know he's a good performer, though. I would love to go to an Usher concert, but I ain't got to be that close.
So you wouldn't feel no type of way with, like, seeing that shit on the internet? Being a man type shit.
Being a man.
I mean, I'm sure you would, but you know who you're
going. No, Mark. It's about habit. Habit here. It's habit.
Let him have it, then.
Nah, I wouldn't be mad. Okay. I'm not going to be mad because...
He a lying-ass nigga.
What you mean?
He a lying-ass nigga.
You feel some type of way? But you probably wouldn't post it.
Post what?
What he did. You're a mom.
Yeah, I'm not.
So would you? I'm saying, would you just be okay with that? Like,
I seen you getting the dress out. I seen you in working on your.
It's not about the clothes and your appearance. Finna leave. It's about the interaction that they had though.
Yeah. They interaction. They dance right. That was cool.
Me personally, I'm just not. I wouldn't respect that, and. I'm not going to post it, but we just know when you get to the house.
We're going
to
have a discussion.
We're going to sit down. We're going to have a
And that's what he could have did as talk. A man.
Yeah. As a man, though. But like you said, as a man. Key word, as a man. Mm. A lot of niggas be men, but they're not really men.
No, what it is.
Because they're not handling business.
What it is.
They some bitches.
They know. They in a soft girl era.
Y'all be out here pillow talking.
Not a soft girl.
They in a soft girl era. 2023 has been soft. It's soft girl for the boys right now.
Y'all niggas out here wearing coochies, man.
They wearing coochies?
Niggas out here be on the DL and shit.
They dropped the lift somewhere.
Doing the bendy.
I know y'all seen it. I know.
They dropped the threads on Facebook.
Y'all seen it.
Mm-hmm. But then... I just feel like, I'm going to be real with y'all, bro. I just feel like it's a shortage of real niggas in the world right now.
Mm.
It's a shortage. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because what I'm going to tell you what's going on. It's like a blind generation leading another blind generation.
Absolutely.
You feel what I'm saying? You got niggas leading other niggas in the wrong direction.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, I'm about to put you on game, right? Like, you might have some niggas that sit around each other's face all day and think that shit cool.
Yeah.
So they going to do the same thing everywhere else they go. They ain't trying to get no money on.
Mm.
They ain't trying to get no money on. They want to sit in there. They want to sit in niggas' faces and shit. Smile, kiki all day.
And because they friend is green lighting it.
You feel me?
Mm.
A lot of niggas ain't checking other niggas in their group. When they see them doing bad on some shit. Or like they see them goddamn not doing what they supposed to do just as a man in general. Yeah. You feel me?
There's no accountability.
It ain't no accountability out here. Mm. That be the problem. That be the problem in society today.
A lot of people.
It's no
you feel what I'm saying?
It's no guidance because it's like.
I'm trying to work on that.
You supposed to want better. It depends on the situation.
You trying to work on what?
Sometimes you just don't want to be fucking wrong. But sometimes I will take accountability for my actions. I've been trying to do better because it's like, girl.
But see, all you can do is try. But it's
if
like,
you trying, that's different. But if you ain't
older,
seeing nothing change,
I ain't got
change.
No reason to sugarcoat nothing with nobody. So it's like,
and you know what they say?
Yeah, I did it.
Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, thinking you're gonna get different results. If you want a different result, you gotta do different shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like you said. Niggas be
though.
Sitting up in their homeboy's face.
You do though.
Instead of trying, they be mad at you for trying, but be scared to fail.
Mm.
I ain't scared to fail, because guess what? I'm going to get back up and try again. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't going to lie, bro.
I'd rather sit and fail than to just be a bum.
Mm.
Like, because don't get me wrong, a bum is a nigga with no motion, no kind of nothing going on in his life. And he just sit there and let that shit happen to him.
Just sit there
but a nigga who... A nigga can go out here and have slow motion. And that can still be better than no motion at all. You feel what I'm saying?
Fast.
I don't give a damn.
You preaching to the people in the back.
I just gotta talk to the niggas out here.
Yeah.
Because I be looking. Niggas don't really be doing what they supposed to be doing.
They don't.
It's a lot of niggas. But I'm tell y'all something. I've been meaning to say this shit, bro. You know, we film. You feel me? Podcast up here in Charlotte.
Yeah.
A lot of niggas in Charlotte act just to like, Like, it's the same type of nigga in Charlotte.
Everywhere.
Every nigga in Charlotte want to be a pretty boy. Every nigga in Charlotte want to...
MCLT.
I'm gonna be real though. I'm gonna tell you the kind of niggas you got in Charlotte, bro. Off the real.
Oh God.
Mm. Type one.
You got niggas that call themselves pretty boys.
Type two.
You got influencers.
Mm.
Type two. And that's it, bro.
Oh, that's it.
That's it.
It's one. You got
thug. Look. It's thug ass niggas that done turned to influencers. Ooh. Other than that, it's influencers. I mean, it's they call themselves pretty boy.
Yeah.
Think about that shit though. When you look at niggas in Charlotte or this, that, and the third, it's the same thing. Every nigga's the same nigga. Like every nigga's a different kind of. It's the same caliber nigga.
Different fonts.
Ooh.
Same nigga, different fonts.
You feel me? Just different skin tones around this bitch. You feel what I'm saying? Like
you cooking right now. You cooking right now. No, for real.
I'm being real though.
How many times have you stepped into the party and seen the same nigga?
It's the same nigga, bro. It's the same nigga.
That shit crazy. Hey, you might be on
to something. It's the same nigga,
bro. You on to something right now. You on to something right now.
Just let that shit sink in.
Damn.
Hold on, man. I gotta. Hold on. Mm-mm.
Damn.
It's a shortage of real niggas out here in the world, bro. Shortage.
Everybody want to be somebody else.
You one of the
realest. I consider myself one. My actions prove I'm one. Mm. I'm not gonna sit here and say, yeah, bro, I'm a real ass nigga. But I don't really gotta say too much. My actions gonna show you, like, look, I'm gonna stand on business.
And I feel what you're saying because I feel like people that proclaim to be something usually ain't.
Not at all.
At all, bro. Niggas be
like, if
on,
you have
niggas
to,
be putting on
if you gotta
out
say
here.
It, if you gotta say it.
Facade.
And heavy on the facade part, right?
It never be what it seems.
That's some shit that y'all. That's the shit that y'all need to put on the floor. All that fake ass bullshit.
Yeah,
y'all need
like,
to leave that shit on the floor.
If that's what y'all call real, then I'll be fake because I don't.
No,
but
that shit ugly to me.
No,
all I know is every motherfucker around me got some kind of motion.
Something.
You feel me?
They trying.
It don't matter if a motherfucker working.
Cancer
that. Cutting. You know what I'm saying? Being a barber type shit. It don't matter if a motherfucker out here.
Scholar.
Balling. It don't matter. Anybody got them doing some shit. But it's like, as a man, what you doing in life? What you doing in life?
What your life got going on?
What's your life going on? You got, as a man, you can't have a woman controlling your life, though. Mm. I ain't gonna lie. I seen some shit on the socials last night. This girl was posting this nigga, bro, like, and he was, like, blowing her up on some shit, like, oh, I'm about to stalk you. Yeah, you done fucked up. I'm about to learn you something. I said, what the fuck?
That's...
I said, what? I said, what the fuck?
What did she do? Wait a minute.
What is going on here?
Stalking mode is crazy.
I would call the authorities then and there. You're going to jail.
Dog, like... You can't be like that. You can't be like that.
You can't.
You can't be like that.
Because first off,
you can't be like that.
Who the fuck?
Why you even putting in all that energy?
If she, you got to read the room. Some people don't understand hints. The hints be right there, and they ignore it.
No, they do. They just ignore them.
But
she was the one.
That be the delusional shit.
Your name is not saved on her phone.
Mm. Damn.
She's the one. She's the one. You ever notice she go to sleep at 9 o'clock?
Might be
7:30. 9 o'clock? 7:30?
Might be 7:30.
Be fucking for real. Be fucking for real.
Go to bed at 7:30 is... That's
you crazy. You ain't hear from her till the next morning?
Good morning. What you doing?
Ooh. And then she don't even say good morning. She get you with a GM.
Damn, I ain't heard a GM in a long time.
That's the shit that pissed me off.
No, for real, like...
So what you got on your mind early this morning that you gotta be so stank?
GM.
So let me ask y'all a question because I seen a video. Somebody was talking about what does it mean when you get that "I love you" text at 3 a.m.
I don't know nothing about that. Delivered.
What you mean, though? What you mean? What you saying?
This dude was saying he was asking for advice. On the internet, and he was saying that it's weird. His girl, she'll text him randomly at 3 a.m. saying I love you.
Either she's going through something or she just got the Goonies knocked out about her.
The Mario coins.
I'm gonna keep it a buck. I'm gonna keep it a buck. What? Wait, ain't that what Ice Spice said? I'm keeping a buck.
Like, be for real.
I don't know. That's. I would be scared.
No, I would
have
to. Too.
I would have to investigate into that. I had to do some research.
I ain't gonna lie.
I have to do some.
You need to start a business because some people need some help.
I would have to do some research about that for real. Because 3 o'clock in the morning is wild. And then it's not like he knows what's going on. Like, it's not like she stay up late or this, that, and the fourth. Just he's like, what do you do? What does this mean?
Like, what does this mean? Like,
my
what
girl is sending me this. What does this mean?
You don't know. Why are you loving me all of a sudden at 3 o'clock in the morning?
At 3 o'clock in the morning?
You ain't thinking about me like that.
What's on your mind?
I gotta do some research.
You ain't thinking about me like that.
Maybe
what you doing?
Maybe it's the guilt. Maybe it's the guilt setting me in.
Where you just came from?
What's your breath smell like?
You been sucking dick.
Gargling.
Ooh. You was a nasty hoe.
If I was him, I'd definitely look into that before I tweak out.
Ooh.
Oh, he should have tweaked out a long time ago. He should have tweaked out at 2 o'clock.
Or ask her any questions. Or just like get defensive. I'll look into that for real because it can go one of a couple of ways.
Do you think he should gaslight for a couple of answers?
No.
Bitch, who it is for?
Oh, me and you be fucking raw every time.
Bitch, who it is for? Before WAP.
Never mind.
Rilo, boy, you want something.
Hey, he own the song.
Rilo own one with that one, boy. Hey.
He own the song.
Nah, can y'all believe he didn't even know what GOAT meant?
No, that's crazy.
Who ain't know what GOAT meant?
Rallo. He didn't know it stood for him and Lil Baby. And this nigga was half man, half goat on the album.
On the album cover. Now that's crazy.
So you just being the goat because everybody was being the goat.
Let me tell you something. If you just, this is Mr. Barnacle Pancake Plow.
I know. Hey. I know.
I don't believe this nigga to know nothing in life if he talk about some Barnacle Pancake Plow.
Nah, the crazy.
It
said on the damn screen, nigga. Sound it out with me, buh. Tall milk.
Yeah.
Barnacle. This ain't motherfucking SpongeBob. In an interview,
he had the nerve to say,
ain't
like,
say no M.
Somebody asked him in an interview, said,
added an N.
Yeah.
Dog.
Said, what would you be if you wasn't a rapper? He was like, shit, I was real good in math. I would be an architect.
Who? Rallo?
I wouldn't dare let you architect my damn house.
He might be. He might
be something crazy.
He's
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They be like, what's
but
the budget?
It was in the letter, I said. He can't do math problem, or he can't do numbers. He don't know how to work with numbers. People have their strong suits.
Be true this far. I ain't gonna lie. What y'all rate that album, bro?
I ain't really listen to it.
Stop it, Maury.
I'm so dead for real. I might have listened to it like once. Like, it's hard.
Out of 10.
But it's like Rallo. Oh my God. I've been needing a translator.
He got the lyrics on Apple Music.
Man, shit be pissing me off. That's I don't want to have to do that. Like, why I can't listen to the song and figure it out?
Yeah. Hey.
It's just his voice. His voice get aggravating after a while. But I'll listen to it, and I have listened to it. But hey, I wouldn't rate it. I ain't listened to it enough to rate it.
Shout out, man. I just want to make a shout out.
8.7.
Who's shouting out?
I just want to make a shout out to Sha'Carri Rich.
She just won 100.
Let me tell y'all something.
Let me tell you something, play with
girl.
That girl.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
She received so much hate last year, bro, for smoking weed, bro.
She did.
Weed becoming like damn near legal in every damn state now, bro.
It's an enhancer, though. Like, it's an enhancer.
It ain't no steroid. It ain't something that's going.
But when them white folks be doing that boogie sugar, everybody look to the left.
You feel me? That goddamn.
You feel what I'm saying?
You hear me?
When them motherfuckers be pre-gaming in the locker room.
Now they going through a hard time.
Come on now.
But
y'all want to shame a black woman. Everybody who has something to say about her last year is quiet as hell right now.
As they should be.
Keep doing your motherfucking thing. That's all I want.
Shout out to
you. That's all I want.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to fucking her. And they found, y'all seen they found that girl.
Please, let's
talk about
this.
Put that on
it. Let's get into it.
Put that on the floor right now.
Let's get into it.
Honestly, I feel as though that was like, I don't know. It's weird.
It's so. Because
she came out with a long ass think piece on Facebook, and it really didn't say much of nothing. Like, girl, what happened?
Yeah. So she dropped a statement.
I wouldn't want to say a statement. She just said, "I'm so very grateful to be back." Something like that. But she, it's like, what happened?
Yeah.
You was following a child on the interstate, called the police, and then you disappear. And now you popping back up on Facebook like.
Now I know your. Just imagine the sister on the phone with her. You talking and she just screaming. You don't hear nothing else. It's where you went to, baby. Where'd you go? These traffickers getting too crazy.
Using
like,
a
you
child
can't...
as a lure is like sick. That's next level criminal. You're going to prison. You will be found and you will be dealt with.
I ain't gonna lie.
I felt that.
I'm gonna be real. That's why is women, bro.
Damn, bro.
It was close too.
I tried. Oh shit.
Back to the basics though.
Yeah. That's why I ain't gonna lie. I always harp on this shit, bro. But y'all, as women, bro, y'all gotta be careful, bro.
That's why I'm about to get me that.
On some real shit though, because it's really crazy.
No, it's really crazy.
It's really crazy.
Because the tactics coming up, people are coming up with to traffic women, it's ridiculous.
You feel me?
Like, bro, no cap.
I hear a leaf on the ground.
Bro, it probably ain't no telling how shit would have went if she didn't already call the police.
Exactly.
Right. You feel me? Yeah. Right.
Oh, and there's no telling how many times that
you feel me?
Tactic has been out there and you just heard about it.
I'm not gonna, motherfuckers was all on the net trying to, you know what I'm saying, like just get on her for pulling over and trying to help a kid. Like, who wouldn't
but
pull over and help a child?
Your humanity, you know what I'm saying?
It's this time of night.
Dark as hell, and I see a baby on the highway. Yes.
Don't get me wrong. Like, that's why I tell everybody, bro, you got to be safe, bro. Like, I know a lot of people do not believe in firearms, bro, but especially women, but you got to get you some shit that's going to put a hole in the motherfucker, bro, because you ain't always going to be around pedestrians for help or family members or loved ones for help type shit.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
And tasers and pepper spray, they got to be too close.
Facts.
Pass that shit on. Put that bitch on. Goddamn. Pass it. Just pass it. Just don't ask no questions.
But it's crazy because I done seen other Texas where it was like, where if you see somebody have like two cones in the middle of the road,
yeah,
and people get out their car and try to move the cone, that's when they snatch people. People be waiting and wait. So it's like,
oh, I run you straight through the
surround. What?
They ain't gonna make a dent in this motherfucker.
You know how many cones out of here?
Little speed bump.
They ain't stopping nothing.
What you talking about?
people crazy.
We know Mario gonna hit some shit.
I ain't gotta worry about you.
How you gonna hit that motherfucker?
What you mean by that? What you mean? You know I'm gonna hit some shit. I don't just hit shit.
I'm just saying. God damn, nigga, can't you say?
Nah, I would like definitely. Exactly. Shit getting wicked though. They be putting shit on the car doors, all that type of stuff. Mm-mm. That's why I don't never park too far, and I don't park between cars that I can't see over from my car.
Mm.
Especially being in a little car. Like, if I was in the hole, I'm pull upside any fucking body.
Yeah.
But, like, especially them little vans, yeah, not parking right there.
Facts. I don't want no parts.
You go to the gas station by yourself at night and shit?
Sometimes, yeah, I do.
Can't be doing that.
I can't be doing that. Pops already got on my ass about that. But sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
You can't be doing that, dog.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
You right.
You know your car better than anybody.
Not even that. I really don't need to be going to the gas station at night. It can wait.
Because you can make it home for real. Honestly, you can make that be
home.
There's
nothing.
And if not, somebody got a gas tank to pull up.
Oh, no.
I ain't going to lie. I broke down from the club one night. Me and Cole. I will meet with me and Cole, bro. We knew we ain't had no gas before we went up to Charlotte.
Yeah.
But we was drunk when we left. You know niggas ain't thinking about no gas station. You feel me?
Think about what the destination.
Nah. We had a time that night, though. You ever had your nights where you just have a time?
Oh, yeah. I love when the memories pop back up. I was like, damn.
I had some memories. You know what's crazy, though? It's almost been a year, bro, since I done had my writ from last year.
Ooh.
Damn.
That's tomorrow. Matter of fact, crazy. It's tomorrow.
For real?
It's tomorrow.
Drink to it, man.
Damn. I got to drink to that shit, bro. That shit really had me.
You might as well take a gummy.
A year is crazy.
No.
No, sir.
It's almost been a year, dog.
Nah, that's crazy.
I just had my shit.
And it's just so crazy how that shit happened. It's just,
bro. And just think, God, 2023 is flying through. By. It's flying the fuck by.
Facts.
Over halfway through.
So for the rest of 2023, I'm going to tell y'all, like, just mind your business. Mind your business. Motherfuckers be minding more business than they got fucking money. That be the motherfucking problem. That be the motherfucking problem. Man, hold on, bro. Let me talk about something real quick. Peep, hold on.
Real.
Peep there, bro. Peep there. So,
nigga preaching.
It was a time, right? It was. I'm not. You know what, bro? I'm just not.
What?
Thought you gonna leave us on a cliffhanger?
Yeah.
You must ain't need to tell that story.
I don't.
You got too deep.
I don't. Because no matter what way you try to put it.
It ain't gonna still look like it.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
He was finna connect some dots that need to be left unconnected. It ain't need to be.
It ain't need to be.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you ever heard that saying, think before you speak?
Yeah. I have.
Now for the longest, I ain't never think before I spoke. But my mama used to tell me so much as a child, it's there.
Yeah.
It's there now. You feel what I'm saying?
I feel.
But
sometimes, I ain't gonna lie, them thoughts, they be winning sometimes.
Them intrusives, what? Dude. Gonna say it.
But like, ooh, I said that out loud. Damn.
I ain't gonna lie, sometimes people be talking, I really want to tell them to shut the fuck up.
Oh my God. Just because I'm a good listener don't mean I want to hear you speak the whole time.
Not even that, bro.
Sometimes like you just said,
read
silence.
The room, nigga. You know when I hit you with that, word, okay, bro, shut the fuck up. I don't give a fuck.
I tuned out 2 minutes ago.
I don't give a fuck.
Tuned out is crazy. I think my friends be knowing when I be tuning out though.
Everybody knows you do that. Your little head be riding your goddamn little phone. You be riding your little phone, and then you'll look up. Oh, for
I'm
real?
Like, my bad.
I don't even then be like that.
Then that head going right back in that phone.
Oh, for real is, no, not even.
Who you don't owe for real?
I owe for real, y'all.
who you owe for real? He talking from experience. Yeah, he done felt that.
When have y'all ever known me to just come up here and ain't say like, no, look, yeah, it don't, you feel me?
Yeah.
I just said a whole lot of nothing, but I said something.
Uh-oh. That's on me, gang.
Come on, now. Damn, shit.
That's on me. It shouldn't have got that far. I didn't have to get that far.
Dog.
Sometimes. It's not the black man. The world be against the black man.
So who be the problem?
We're not going to start the that world. We're not going to start that back up. You know how I feel. Yeah, but I ain't going to lie. But lately.
Yeah.
Lately, bro. I tell you, but I just be peeping shit. I just be peeping so much shit. You know? Because I be so much in the cut. I be ducked off. I really be ducked off.
So you really could see everything.
And I be just analyzing. You feel what I'm saying?
What you be peeping? Oh.
Dang.
I spoke on a little bit of it earlier. Like, it's a lot of niggas that just be DL. They not really.
My God.
They not really goddamn.
You better piss me off.
Stop it.
You said it.
Y'all make sure y'all get some Pacific Sense, man. That's gonna blow your steam, the steam off. Right
it's gonna
now.
Blow the steam, but. I'm just keeping this shit a buck, man.
You like what?
I'm just keeping it a buck. I'm just tired. Truth feels I'm tired.
Next, though.
That foot stop moving. Oh, he about to get it started in here.
But on a serious note, though, I do just be pooping a whole lot of shit, though, bro. Like, but, hey, like the saying go, you just drink.
Feel as though the older you get, the more you start to understand to just shut the hell up and
you feel
and
me?
Look.
You feel me?
You'll see a lot when you shut the fuck up and look.
You feel me?
Yeah. I done learned that.
You feel me, though? You feel
that's
me,
real
though?
Shit, because it's like...
I be knowing everything. Now I'm step into my office, because guess what?
You feel me, though? It's sickening out here. It's getting sickening, dog.
the older you get, you more realize that people have a lot of mental issues. A lot of mental issues. It'd be a lot of mental health. Y'all be delusional.
In this day and age.
What would make you delusional, bro?
Me?
I feel like everybody got a breaking point. Let's get to that.
So we trying to find the breaking point.
I feel like everybody got a breaking point where they, you know what, it's like, I just, you feel me? I don't know. They just feel like they got to act out. I'm not sure. But I feel like, everybody got a breaking point. I feel like not everybody done found that breaking point to make them delusional. But you do. And
you found your breaking point?
No, not me. Not I. But let's speak to the women.
What you
got to
say?
Oh, what? Now listen, don't fight me for this. I'm just here to deliver a message.
Yeah, this is the message.
And it's the wrong message.
Who you received it from?
Was it
from up above?
God.
Okay. God. Okay.
Come on now.
I'm ready.
You got it. Listen.
We ready.
Niggas as a whole, bro. Niggas
black
as a
whole. Black people or niggas?
Yeah.
Black people?
Yeah.
I don't think they're the same.
Yeah.
Black folks. Niggas. I'm talking about, you feel me, just niggas.
I love black folk, but I hate niggas.
I feel like you gotta watch the kind of dick you give a woman. Because if you putting that shit down every time, it ain't gonna do nothing but crank that shit up more for the woman. Feel me? Think about this shit, bro.
What you cranking up? She
cranking up that delusion.
Okay.
So you gotta think. Okay, boom. Say if you give a bitch some bad dick, right?
Right.
It ain't gonna really be nothing to it. But when you give a motherfucker some good dick though, it's a lot of shit that come with that. You feel me? It's a lot of shit that come with that.
So how you balance that?
So you saying
drop it on a couple times and then give weak
I'm
every
saying
time.
Like I don't know. Like
so what is so oh so you trying to figure it out? You putting it out there to the space to figure
have
it out.
I ever been delusional though?
No, that's good. That's a good question.
Delusional?
I'm not gonna lie, Maury. You done hung around us a whole lot. So you are already, you keep shit
I don't think I've ever.
You keep shit pee a lot. You not really the type to really just
be delusional.
Be tender.
At all.
It's just not.
You don't suck ass shit.
Give me some. But. Cut different.
But at the end of the day, though, a lot of women is not. A lot of women can't. That's what I'm saying.
A lot of people is not cut like that, though.
Can't keep that shit pee. They can't keep it to the. I mean, no matter how much they got them say, like, you know what, you're like, I ain't you know tripping off man. That nigga. Yeah. I ain't this, that, and the third. You feel me? Oh, that ain't nobody. But at the end of the day, they still be tender about that.
That's somebody. Yeah.
You feel me?
Because they hit a spot.
You getting that mold.
Yeah.
You might get drunk. You might be out with your bitches and be like, damn. Like, you might see this nigga post on the
social. At some point, that motherfucking message in the back of your head like, damn.
Like, damn, hey, big head.
No, don't spin back. So, How do you think people have to handle that when somebody to know they fucked up and they don't reach that point of realization?
I feel as though you gonna know.
What you asked me just now, bro?
How do you deal with people that don't understand when people have reached that realization and that delulu and they try to come back? Like you said, they thought back.
Know,
you feel what I'm saying?
We ain't finna just put this on the ladies. Some of these females be carrying little pocket rockets around. And the niggas be just as crazy as they
you
get.
Right. Because what I just told you, niggas say, you going to stop.
You stop.
Bitches be having that fire on them too. Yeah. Everybody can get delulu around this bitch.
Yeah, you right. Yeah. You right about that. So we is going to put that into the air.
Because you got to be delusional. They do.
Put it on the flow.
But is this thing on?
That's what I'm saying. It's a thin line.
Y'all niggas got to keep shit. Niggas just ain't doing what they supposed to do.
They in their soft girl era, I told
you. They is, bro. Y'all is in a soft girl era. I'm telling y'all. It's more, you got more niggas out here wearing coochies than the women's is. You feel what I'm saying? Like, dog. What you doing? Where your mind at?
Who raised you?
Where your head at?
Who raised you? Where you come from? Where your parents?
What a God! What a structure! That's the word. That's the word. My
that's the word. That's the word. That's the word.
You feel what I'm saying?
Too many.
She read the Bible, so structure go all through the Bible. Where your structure at? Mm. The guidance. You
feel what I'm saying? That's real talk, though.
On the Sabbath day,
bro. Mm. But not even just speaking on some just niggas and women. Just say if we just talking about some, you know what I'm saying, some street shit.
Yeah.
You still got a generation leading a blind generation. You gotta think, bro, back in the day, you had niggas in the streets that was taking care of the community.
The community.
Community, yeah.
Now the big homies 21.
Niggas get put on. What? Niggas ain't bringing nothing to the community, bro.
The big homies three years older, max.
It don't make no sense, bro.
Like, hey. Come on, that's weird to me. I don't know, but I ain't going to talk about it because the girl, it them don't girls make no sense
that it's little niggas out here.
That's trying to harm the community.
But, out here toting guns and out here going on missions. Back in our day, we was going on missions. We was going on a two-man, or we going to link up with a female or something. These little niggas got, they say they going on missions. Them niggas going to drill. Better go check them young niggas.
Check them. No,
so that's what I mean when I say,
because they going to drill
leading
shit.
The blind,
I'm scared. It really is no structure.
Niggas ain't standing on morals. Niggas ain't standing on principles no more.
Like, in what world would you be a crash dummy?
A crash dummy?
Man.
In what world?
And then want to bring kids into a world with nowhere to live.
That's why they be recruiting the young niggas.
How the fuck you bring another life form into the world and you ain't got nowhere to live your damn self?
Man, fuck that. Let's talk about this. Why the hell is motherfuckers having babies and you ain't even had the baby yet and you already single? What the fuck?
Hey, no, they ain't even made it to the second trimester. Now that's crazy.
You ain't even goddamn. What you doing? What you doing?
You ain't vet the nigga before you pop that coochie.
What you doing?
You ain't vet her before.
What you doing?
You went in.
What you doing?
Yeah, that's why I will run right up that road before I ever get.
What is you doing?
Where can they go to get condoms at?
What is you doing?
The store,
the doctor. Go get them.
It's nothing.
What is you doing?
Now we at Planned Parenthood.
What is you doing?
Taking care of business.
What is you doing?
You know how much it is to get some
that
formula?
That shit's actually crazy. That shit's actually sick. It's
you know how much it is to get
it's
formula?
It's an epidemic going around. It's a lot of pregnancy going around.
I just seen somebody,
y'all
bro.
Folks
let me
need
tell y'all
to wrap
something.
That shit Peep up. This. This shit is getting. This is the baby boom.
Peep this right here.
From
20,
no, real
it's
shit.
A new one.
From like it is. No, get back in the bitch's
from
out.
Like 2020 to now, it has been a baby boom. Like dog. All the young bitches is dog. They is getting out.
Speaking of baby boom,
I just seen the baby mama.
Speaking of baby boom,
they spitting them out.
Post a gender reveal on the socials.
Mm.
And she don't even know who the first baby daddy
is.
Oh, my. First. God. Damn, order the court, man.
Everybody want to have these AI babies. And
you
they
damn well your baby ain't going to motherfucking look
y'all
like that.
Y'all need to stop fucking with that AI shit, because I swear to God.
Y'all know damn well.
Y'all going to wake up one morning, y'all going to go to the store, and you're going to see yourself in the cereal aisle, and you're going to be like, what the fuck? And you ain't going to know what the fuck going
it
on.
It ain't making sense, is it, dog?
It's not.
I can't wrap my finger around it. Because there's no way
you went to AI ask what your baby would have looked like when you would have known.
Because some of y'all ugly
you,
as hell.
They would have been
y'all posting them motherfuckers. Y'all posting them babies and shit. And the app putting all them goddamn filters on that goddamn baby.
Look, the crazy shit is.
And the app putting all them filters on them goddamn baby.
The crazy shit is, guess what?
You goddamn walking around him with Timber Tooth and you goddamn baby just goddamn.
Hold on. And then they using the pictures they using is the one with the filters on it.
Dog.
You don't look like that for real. You don't look like that for real.
Man, it got hot in here, man. It feel like I'm... It feel
no,
like
you
I'm,
ain't took them braids out your hair and run that wig in about half a year. I know.
Dog.
I know.
Speaking of wigs, I ain't gonna lie. We is on the women kind of hard right now.
I know. We love the women. We love women.
You putting it on the fly?
Let's talk about this right here. Dog. It is 95 plus degrees outside.
Yeah.
Take that weave and that wig off your head. I know that head is hot. Oh, you good though. You good though.
We're not
you
talking
know
about
you good in the hood. You good in the hood, y'all.
About to tap.
Nah, it Hold is on. Hot as shit.
But I know them. I know y'all heads be hot under the motherfucking wigs. Y'all
more
be
power
on.
To y'all in them helmets.
What the fuck?
Stand tall, my sisters.
But you good in the hood though, dog. Yo, shit look good. That bitch laid. You good right now?
It's growing, right? Styles by Pootie.
Yeah.
Y'all hey, see the two-tone AP?
Yeah. Stop playing.
What?
Boy, you over there crying, boy?
What?
I'm just saying, boy. It's just too much going on.
It is too much going on. Like, it's just, it's
the
it
world,
is hot.
It's like, this can't be life.
It's hot.
This can't be life.
It's hot.
This the word y'all said?
It's hot.
They said we the future. We got a dim future. Because y'all niggas is.
It's been dim. It's been dim for a long time now. It's been dim since COVID.
Man,
tell y'all something.
Man, damn.
It's been dim since about 3 years. It's been dim about 3 years.
What you mean?
Now.
What you mean? What you say? It's been what?
The generation.
It's been what?
Dim.
To shit.
Mm. Yeah. You right. You fucking right. Mm. Mm. Sometimes you gotta look at the camera so it don't even say nothing.
You just gotta,
you
let
just
it
gotta
ponder.
Look. You just gotta, you just gotta get a camera and look and just be like, yeah. Just feel what I'm saying. Everything I'm saying is out of love.
It is. Because we still have to stand together at the end of the day.
Mm. But get y'all shit. And it just need to be tough love. Ain't nobody giving no tough love no more.
The youth is so misguided.
Yeah.
That's what I'm...
Because don't nobody think they're ugly no more.
Damn.
And they be like, and then be in the comments like, yes, girl, you killing me.
Now, I don't know what that had to do with anything...
I'm sorry.
It sounds like he got his shoulder.
I'm sorry.
Some shoulder.
See?
Hit your shoulder lean in, nigga.
Because I wasn't even supposed to. They won because I wasn't even supposed to say all that.
You weren't.
I wasn't supposed to say
that.
And
that's what I mean by. And that's why I say, I saw a post on the net. It said, one day we just need to have a shut the fuck up day.
Yeah.
Where everybody just shut the fuck up.
I would love that day.
You feel me? Because I ain't going to lie. I get tired of hearing people talk. Sometimes folks' breath be all stank. God damn.
God,
you can go to QT and steal you some gum for goddamn.
Steal for free. Come on.
I'm just saying. File out of discount. Price, I'm just saying.
You're a thief.
I'm just saying. This is not me. But I'm saying.
Blindly in the blind.
No. But what I'm saying, this is for the people who.
Blindly in the blind.
No. Because I'm not stealing them.
Tell them to go get a job and buy that fuck that $5 discount. You is the $5.
Mm.
Bro, what if they ain't got no job?
Go get one. It's plenty jobs out here.
It is. Yeah.
So why are we on the topic of jobs? Why do people think it's a bad thing to
have a 9-to-5?
I'm in the
booty club.
Why do people feel like it's a bad thing to have a 9-to-5? If that's where you at in your point of your life, go take your 9-to-5. Niggas be thinking they too good to have a 9-to-5.
And still be up more money than them. Do you mean the ones trying to get a business up off the ground, barely making 2 pennies, talking about a motherfucker with a 9-to-5. But guess who making money right now, though? Guess who not?
Paying? I'm getting money, though.
Yeah.
I'm getting money, though.
Yeah, exactly. What you talking about?
Fuck. Money real long.
I think we had to vent today.
That's what it sounds like.
But I'm just saying.
Fuck, you're making us sick.
You just said some real shit, though.
Nah, that's real shit. Because
it's not the fireworks making more money than a lot of niggas.
Thank you.
I ain't gonna do too much.
And then, on the flip side, motherfuckers be like, oh, I want a drug dealer, this, that, and the third.
Yeah, that shit ugly.
But you mad at the 9-to-5ers, but you call the cash at me this so I can go eat. Oh, my God. Nah, that's crazy. Nah, that's crazy.
Something I always say, bro. A motherfucker can say whatever the hell they want about
crazy.
Me. But just make sure you put in the. That's a hustling ass nigga, though.
Yeah.
That's a hustling ass motherfucker.
If you gonna speak on the name, speak on the correction.
Speak on that shit right. I don't give a fuck what you say, but just make sure you telling these motherfuckers, yo, that's a hustling. Nah, you know, that's a hustling ass nigga, though.
Come on, don't tell the full story.
They don't. They won't.
They won't tell the full story.
Boy, don't.
How you saying one thing. And you forget the truth at the back.
In the back end.
They forget that. They forget that.
Man, they better. We better stop before they come get us. For them people come get us.
They don't be wanting to be wrong, but they be wrong.
But I had to tell. I had to talk with my cousin the other day. And I told him, I say, goddamn.
What you told him?
I say, goddamn. I say, bro, you gotta start looking. I say, bro, you gotta start looking out to yourself, bro. I say because motherfuckers will take from you.
They will,
and they won't, and they don't want. They never want to put back into you.
Don't, won't.
You feel what I'm saying? I say, but you gotta watch how you hang around folks and how much shit you lend to people or give motherfuckers a helping hand, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
Cause in the day, what that shit gonna turn around and do? When you down and out, it ain't gonna do nothing but turn around and bite you in your ass, bro.
Right. And that's the thing. People put out bad energy expecting everything, all the goods and fruits to come.
Misery loves company, and I can't hang with no miserable like, ass person.
You gotta put in the motherfuckers who was putting into you, dog.
You ever be around people that just speak negative? Like, damn, you not happy? You don't got no happy thoughts?
Now you wanna talk about?
Yeah, I don't like that. I got to go because I feel like, bro, you. If you talking about all these people, I know you talking about me when I get up out of here. You feel what I'm saying? Really so bad. It's like. Bro, what's like people be angry at life? I'm angry at life.
But see, that's the thing though, bro. Motherfuckers be angry at life. I spoke on this one time before we was up here. Motherfuckers would be angry at life all because your 24 hours ended better than their 24 hours.
Right.
You feel me? It's 24 hours in a day. What you do with your 24 hours, bro, that's up to you.
Right. And everybody think that happiness is something that finds you. No, you gotta find it.
Niggas be trying to make their struggles their personality, and it be like, get over it.
You feel me?
Do what you gotta do.
Because at the end of the day, nobody cares.
Yes, everybody got a story.
Everybody got a story.
Everybody got a story. Don't be cute, but why are you making?
Everybody got a story.
That's defining you. Now you're a bum because you can't get over what the fuck happened within the family when you was this age or that age. No, just like you gotta level up.
And that's all that is, bro. And that's all that fucking is, bro.
You gotta, yeah.
And see, motherfuckers don't understand that shit, though.
You gotta let that sit.
You gotta let that shit ride, dog. Everybody got a story. What you do with your story, that's up to you. Right. But who the fuck just wanna, I ain't gonna lie, that's why I can't sit, bro. I can't, I don't really listen to Rod Wave like that because it's like, dog,
yeah, nigga,
you a sad ass nigga, bro.
Yeah.
Always crying.
What the fuck is you doing?
That nigga make the you sitting here.
I understand that's who you are. That's the type of music that you make. But, bro, nigga, you just singing your motherfucking pain out in every song. Like, bro.
You making riches now. Like, you can't be that sad. No
you ain't no way you still that sad.
That sad. I know money ain't the key, but goddamn. Like,
but damn, nigga, ain't no happiness.
Your heart still nowhere? Ice, nigga.
At
shit.
All? I ain't heard a club record yet.
Like,
damn, like.
Come on, dog. I can't stand a motherfucker who sit in their sadness and soak in that shit, bro. You gotta get up and go get out, bro. You gotta get up and go get out. You feel
facts.
Me?
Facts.
Straight like that. No, when you going shit. Through shit, when you going through shit in life, that's supposed to motherfucking turn your hustle up. Bro, when I got kicked out of my daddy crib a couple years ago, I turned my hustle all the way up. All the way up. Like, nigga, I'm hustling. So it's like, nigga, what you feel me? Like everything my pop said about me back in the day, I made him humble on a lot of that shit.
Right.
Because it's like, you feel me? And ain't leave no crumbs on the plate because it's like, dog, at the end of the day, you said all that bullshit, but it's like, dog, what you saying?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Nigga, I'm a hustler because you could have
easily sat there. And took it and just let that be it.
And let that be me. And let that define you.
But people take other people's words as the gospel.
That ain't it.
You decide who you want to be. You feel what I'm saying? You decide what your life gonna be. You decide what's going on. You decide what company around you. Exactly. If they ain't bring you no happiness, get the fuck around them.
Exactly.
It's your decision.
The problem is, motherfuckers want friends too bad. It's never been that serious. It's okay to be alone. You don't need friends.
It's okay, bro.
Especially if them friends ain't on a motherfucker. They're not even their friends.
It's okay.
Like, you can let them go.
The, bro, when you land in your cat, when everybody die, everybody gonna fucking die at the end of life. When you land in that casket, when you land up in that casket, only one motherfucker can fit in that casket, bro.
You can get a wide body.
Please. This ain't Biggie now. You ain't gonna need no. But
I mean,
still,
you can get buried with your...
Man, let's keep this shit real, dog.
I am.
Shit. In one casket. You can get buried beside me.
Tight shit.
Only one body gonna fit in one casket, dog. Tight. When they put your ass in that, when they put you in that casket, and they close that bitch, and they put you in that dirt, it's only one motherfucker going down now. It don't matter if your best friend, your role dog, your cousin, your sister, your brother, your auntie buried beside you. There's only one person in that casket. So you supposed to do what you supposed to do with life. And goddamn, just you feel me? Just be you, dog. Like, don't be out here trying to goddamn, like you said earlier, don't be out here putting on facades, bro. Just do you, be you.
Do you, be who you are for your pride. You feel me?
This shit ain't hard. Like, ain't hard. Like, dog. And all that shit come from motherfuckers not being happy with they self. Mm. At the end of the day, bro, get in tune with yourself, dog. Like, get in tune. I'm pretty sure everybody had insecurities about they self, but get in tune with yourself.
Y'all ever see people that be... I had to clear it because I'm finna go a little left. You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck?
You ever see people that has never been? You ever see them and they're never been single? Like they always in a relationship? You don't know what you like to do, but you under somebody else
all the time.
All the time, you don't know what you like. What do you like to do? What brings you happiness? You wouldn't know because you under Stankfoot back here. You feel what I'm saying? Trying to figure out what the next wave is, thinking.
Time out. Hold the fuck up, nigga. Mm. We just gonna slide past that Stankfoot. It's one thing that I was thinking ass. But a stinking foot. Why your feet stink? See, them be the people that don't wash their legs in the shower.
They just let the water run.
They only wash the upper part of their body and face and shit.
And let the water
they
run.
They don't wash them legs.
And get into the crevices.
Shit, me, I'm in the shower.
I know
goddamn.
That shit right.
You feel what I'm saying? Shit. Talking about I can't get the back. You ain't try hard enough because I got all of my back. What you mean?
No, that's right.
But continue with your testimony, brother. Go ahead.
Go
ahead, bro. Go ahead with your testimony, bro. I'm going to let you have your...
Man, you got to figure out what you like, man. People feel like they need other people for validation. For what? For what?
For what?
Really?
For what?
For what?
For what?
What your word go? What do your words mean to me? They be like, you ain't shit. Shit, I might not be in your story.
Are you really not shit, though?
You think you these shit.
These shit. How you feel me? Like,
so who gives a fuck what a nigga gotta say?
Because at the end of the day, I could be the fucked up mean nigga in your story.
But you just
but you the crackhead
all the way around.
All the way around. All the way around.
What the
fuck,
nigga?
Had that been a 3
when you turned it? When you turned that bit like that?
I turned
it. Then you turned it more.
It was subconscious. It was subconscious.
His testimony.
You feel what I'm saying?
It's
you know what I'm saying? When that motherfucking Holy Spirit go on you and everything just start moving.
Yo. Go ahead, bro. Your testimony strong, bro. You got to turn your hat. Cool down, bro.
Cool down, bro.
But not for real.
They ain't hearing you for real. The people ain't hearing you for real.
And they not, because it's like, they be like, damn, I remember, I may be a minor character in your story, but to me, you the crackhead. So what about it now? I mean, your life still gonna happen tomorrow. You still gonna have the same 24 hours I'ma have. You gonna wake up, be in the same position you in tomorrow. Unless you go change something. But you worry about what I got going on.
Play ahead.
And people like
in your pocket.
And then it's like they measure their success off of social media. Social media fake.
Cause you Aggie, you're not gonna leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah. We listening to your testimony.
Bro. We are. I'm strong. I'm like that dirt.
Got that dirt
on God. That's on God. You see, I'm feeling good today. I'm feeling cozy. Sometimes you get up out your bed and you just be like.
And you turn your swag on?
You just be like, hop up out the bed, turn my swag on. And with that being said, we're going to end that shit on that note, man. Good episode.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Oh, tune in everything.
Tune in everything.
Hours just dropped last night.
Man.
And tap into After Hours.
And tap into our last,
last couple bangers.
Y'all ain't on nothing.
Havoc, let them have it. The other.
Like, y'all ain't on nothing.
So,
Havoc,
like,
Picasso out. Y'all ain't on nothing. Make sure y'all streaming that, man.
Yeah. Keep telling all your aunties with no teeth, just straight gums. Hop. Yeah. Ha. Come.
Where they at?
Ha. Where they at? Airwood.
Airwood.
We got them freezing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freezing.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out, Cub Alley Cat. Hey, man, but peace. We out.